True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad and Shannon on the Nightcap podcast.
Yep.
So I guess Chad has been a stickler for making sure the show starts on time.
Okay.
So either last night or the night before that, Chad wasn't there when the show started. He was running late, and Shannon wanted him to know it. And so Chad said, yeah, I was late, but, as he tries to give you the reasoning.
Listen to me real quick now. This wasn't my fault. This wasn't my fault. Like, see.
Whose fault was it you late? It's Ocho. Was Ocho late, or was it the fault late?
All right, you know what? It was Ocho. It was Ocho that was late, right? But there's a reason. There's a reason behind that.
All right, so then he goes on to explain how he had a blind date. And he made the date at 8 p.m., which was 3 hours before the show, and it was close to where he had to be. Should not be an issue. But after the blind date ended, things got a little difficult.
I go outside, huh? They done towed my truck.
Who is they?
Would you believe that? The Alpine Towing.
Oh, so who said, were you parked in a no parking zone?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Listen, hold on, wait a minute. Let me tell you why now. At Sparrow, they have valet in the front. I pulled up the valet and asked valet how much was it for valet parking. He said $100.
So instead of paying the $100, he says he drives two or three blocks and parked illegally, just hoping not to get a ticket. He winds up getting towed. I'm not going to play this clip because it's very long, but he goes on to talk about how they towed the truck. He then got an Uber to go pick up his truck. They said, we'd love to give it to you, but we can't because you've got numerous tickets on it because of the Sun Pass. That he didn't realize had a negative balance for months.
So if he pays the $100, none of this happens.
As Shannon did explain to him.
You wouldn't pay $100. Now you're about to have to pay thousands. Now ask yourself again, was that smart?
Whoa. Wait. The toll's only $1 now. I ain't finna have to pay no thousands.
How many? I guarantee you, first of all, if you over that much and they pound your car, you're in the system. Right.
He's in the system, bro. Because usually that dollar comes with fees.
Yeah. He's in the DMV system right now, man.
Have you guys ever gotten your car towed from around here?
Yes, me and Al together.
You did? Oh, really, together? Yes. Yeah, it happened to me once, and it was such a miserable experience going out there and not seeing the car and then figuring it out and then getting an Uber up there.
You got to go over here to the West Side impound lot.
Yeah, that place is just
$400-something
on earth. Yeah. Oh, me and Al went there. Remember the woman behind the counter? So she finishes with a guy. So he walks away. I step forward. Dude, it was like a Seinfeld episode. She starts yelling at me. Did I call you up here? I call you up here? No.
Yeah, you say, you work for me. You work for me. You're going to stay here and you're going to handle this.
Dude, she scared the hell out of me. I'm right back up.
Yeah.
That was not easy.
Yeah, right. That's like the closest that I've been to a third world country.
Well, I'll give you another one. Car. Did you ever get towed in Astoria? I had that happen too.
No, I did not. No.
And I had to go out under the Kosciuszko Bridge. Does that sound right? The tow pound down there?
Yeah, it sounds right. Yeah.
I had to get a car, and there was an Uber. I had to get a car service. to get me out there to get my car back, that cost me an entire day and a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's just another way to raise some money.
Yes, I did not realize it was 15 feet to the hydrant. I thought it was 10.
Oh, that's being a stickler, pulling you from the hydrant situation.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that abuse it and park right 100%. Over the hydrant. Right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I had my car.
Those guys should be those people should be towed.
I had my car stolen from the front of my house.
I remember that
in
story.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
And it wound up in the Jersey City impound lot because it got a parking ticket in Jersey City. And then I had to pay not only the ticket, I had to pay to get it out of the impound lot.
I mean, that is.
Wow. Right there. Stolen.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, well, at least you got your car back.
I did.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Okay, then. What else? In Tampa, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Max Fried, he's now a Yankee. We know about Marcus Stroman hasn't shown up yet. He's obviously not thrilled. Whatever. Here's Max Fried. He is thrilled to be a Yankee, and his first days as such.
It's been great. I got down here a couple weeks early. Just wanted to
get familiar with some of the guys. Hadn't played anyone on the roster, so just wanted to get down and get in the swing of things of living in Tampa and, you know, meeting as many people as I can.
It's so funny how you see pitchers and catchers. You get I'm bored with it already.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Let's go.
I mean, yeah, before it even started, I think all of us were bored with it. But Marcus Stroman, he's got a contract for this year. It's worth a lot of money. I understand that they're trying to trade him to create some space under the competitive balance tax to maybe bring in another player. But, I mean, go out there and get yourself ready.
Well, he doesn't have to be there until Monday.
That
doesn't have to be there.
Well,
until Monday.
He did show up though.
Yeah, he went to go physical, got his physical, but he doesn't have to be there until Monday.
Well, everybody else is there.
Yeah, but so what? He doesn't.
What do you mean,
have
so
to
what?
I understand. Like
he's doing
it
because he's pissed off.
I understand that too. I and he scrubbed all of his social media, which I think is smart in his case. But yeah,
this guy's been a problem since day one.
Well, he's just a better problem for every team that he's been on.
He's a pain in the ass. And he doesn't deserve any sort of leeway with this situation.
Yeah, but again, by the CBA rules, he does not have to show up until Monday. That's all I'm saying.
That is all true. And then you were asking yesterday about, we were talking about the great hockey announcers.
Yes.
You know, Bob Wischusen, Brendan Burke,
Kenny Albert.
Yes. Right. So Bob was on the call last night.
Did a good job.
Team USA's blowout win over Finland.
It's going to be the biggest game I've ever played in my career.
Why, here it is.
Gets a return. Orensky shoots. Score! The rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, that was a crazy goal by Tkachuk there.
Just threw it at the net. See what happened?
Four total
the net
goals
there, Jake.
Scored in the game by the Tkachuk brothers. And it's 6-1,
yep.
Team USA.
Matthew and Brady, two goals apiece. 6-1 was the final against Lomboldi scoring as well. Here was Brady Tkachuk afterwards. The U.S. plays Canada tomorrow night.
It's going to be the biggest game that I've ever played in my career. So I'm really looking forward to that. And just, yeah, there's a big buildup to it. And U.S. versus Canada, it's bigger than just the guys on the ice. It's so many people, past, present, and future down the road, that it's just so excited for.
It's one thing as a parent, when like one of your kids does something really cool like this. Imagine sitting there, you're Keith Tkachuk, and you got both your kids scoring two goals last night.
It's greater than anything he ever accomplished. That's exactly what he's thinking.
Let's not leave Mrs. Tkachuk out of this now.
Nancy.
Well, Nancy. Yes. Nancy Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
This is going to be amazing. I was watching, they had some highlights of Connor McDavid from the other night flying all over the ice. JT Miller, go get him.
Well, that'll be tomorrow night, 8 p.m., I believe.
That will be his job to stop Connor McDavid. Good luck.